This is Passport to Texas. For 39-year-old Keith Burns, fishing isn't just a hobby, it's a family tradition. His grandfather and father both grew up fishing on Caddo Lake in East Texas.
Now it's our turn to take our kids or nephews or whatever down there and start fishing.
Burns fishes every free chance he gets, but fishing hasn't been so good on Caddo Lake for several years because of the invasive giant salvinia plant.
You just kind of had to fish where it was open water. You really couldn't fish some of your favorite places and because of the invasive aquatic life that was in there. And I hate that stuff.
So do a lot of people. Well, then flooding and a cold winter killed off some of the giant salvinia, allowing Burns to really fish again. In fact, Burns didn't just fish. This past March, he caught a lake-record 16.17-pound Sharlunker bass.
I can't explain what it meant to me to be able to do that. With the history our family has on that lake, it just meant the world to me.
Burns says he now wants giant salvinia to get off his lakes, and he wants everyone to help make that a reality.
We've got to take 5 minutes and walk around, look under our trailers, and make sure we don't have any hitchhikers we're taking to another lake and depositing there.
That's some good advice from a great fisherman. You can find more information at passporttotexas.org. That's our show. We had research and writing help from Gretchen Mahan. The Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.